Are you a woman called of God? Have you been told over and over women can't preach? Are you confused about the scripture in Timothy? You know you are called, but don't know how to step into your ministry? Order Dr. Luana's book, A Woman Called of God. She brings clear understanding of the scriptures and why women can preach. You will read how Satan tried to stop her, to keep her from stepping into her calling. Dr. Luana is called to train and equip thousands of women to step into their full-time ministry, to fulfill their call as a woman called of God. You can order her book today, A Woman Called of God. Go to our website, atouchfromabove.org, or call 760-315-1967. We are so grateful for you listening, and we thank God for your support. May God richly bless you.
Listen carefully to me. Blessed are those who keep my way.
Are you distracted? Seems like everything gets in the way? Come to A Touch From Above Prayer Mountain, 25 beautiful acres. Walk up to the cross or relax in a small private cabin to pray. Bring your leaders to pray. At Prayer Mountain, God answers prayer. Even Jesus had to get away to pray. Call today and make your reservation, 760-315-1967. Your answer is just a prayer away. atouchfromabove.org.
Like the ravages of a flood, but I call on the name of Jesus and the power of his blood. I have victory over Satan.
Set your spirit on fire and let Dr. Luana Steins guide you to a life of purpose and fulfillment. To reach Dr. Luana Steins, call 760-315-1967. That's 760-315-1967. Or visit atouchfromabove.org. And now, here's your A Touch From Above host, Dr. Luana Steins.
God bless you. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Dr. Luana, and this is A Touch From Above, right from Ramona, California. Oh, I have a wonderful surprise for you today, and I am so, so excited. But before I introduce my awesome, amazing, wonderful guest, I want to read to you one portion of scriptures. Oh, my goodness. Proverbs chapter 11, reading in verse 14. Where there is no counsel, the people fall. But in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. All right, let me just share with you one thing. You know, have you ever had a business and you're just trying to figure out, oh my gosh, what's going on? Everything seems to be crazy. Years ago, I owned several businesses. I owned a barber shop. We had six stations. We had a couple of nail techs. We had a secretary. You had your head washer. And then I had a garden center. I had three drive-through coffee espressos. I also had rental properties. But you know what? The funny thing is, sometimes I hear people, they have a business and everything is going crazy. I don't know what to do. I just can't. And they feel like everything's falling apart. Well, I've got news for you today. Whether you are a business owner or whether you're in the legal, biotech, pharmaceutical, aerospace, whether you're in school or education or technology, or maybe you have a senior service, home care, whatever it is, I want to introduce you to my two guests today. And that is Curtis and Angela, his beautiful wife, Robinson. And their business name is Lead Self LLC. And I'm going to give you their website right up front. So make sure you got your pencil. Ready? LeadSelfLLC.com. And let me give you an email, Curtis, C-U-R-T-I-S, at leadselfllc.com. And while I'm here, let me give you a contact number, 1-619-777-3569 or 619-777-0340. Listen, this is for you, Christian owner. What, no matter what you have, whether you have a hospital, whether you have a business, whether you have a firm, it doesn't matter. My guest today can help you. And what do they do? Well, let me go ahead and say hello, Curtis and Angela.
Hello. Hello, and thank you so much, Dr. Luana, for having us.
Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. Well, Curtis, tell them exactly what you do.
Yes. Yeah, so we focus on improving the employee experience, and we work on improving the employee experience in organizations by improving their leaders. And leaders set the culture for any organization. And so we partner with leaders to help improve their effectiveness so that they can ultimately provide a better employee experience.
You know, and that's so important in today's world because so many people, everyone thinks that they have a leadership ability and they sometimes, because the leaders don't lead. So you've seen that bumper sign, lead, follower, get out of the way. And how important it is to have good quality leaders. So you've gone into different places. Name, you don't have to give the name of what they are because I'm sure it's private. But what kind of organizations have you gone into?
Yeah, we've worked with a variety of organizations, startup companies, particularly in the biotech industry, as they are building their organization and establishing their culture. We've also worked in the legal industry, several law firms we've worked with, aerospace engineering, one of the big government contracting aerospace companies, and others. We work with a variety of different organizations, and really the only requirements are, do they have leaders and do they have employees? And if they do, we work with them.
Oh, that's awesome. So what's your take on that, Angela?
Yes, we enjoy doing what we do because what we are trying to do is bring humanity back into the workplace by bridging the gap between the executives and the frontline workers.
So you both go in there as a team.
Yes.
That is what's awesome because you have two different sides. You have the husband, you have the wife, you have one sees something, somebody sees another, and both come together. And so do you end up working out an entire plan to help them better their business?
Absolutely. We'll give you an example. Oftentimes, senior executive teams, you know, they're driving strategy. They are managing various stakeholders and shareholder expectations, and they're at a high altitude. And oftentimes, they can be disconnected from the real experiences that their employees are having. So one of the things we do is what we call culture pulse, and that is we go in and we will interview their employees, a series of their employees via focus groups and individual interviews. We'll summarize that feedback, bring it back to the senior executives, and let them know a lot of information about their experience they generally do not know. And as a result of that, then they can institute actions and initiatives to help bridge the gap between where they want the employee experience to be versus where it is. So we help amplify employee voices so that executives can hear them and take action to improve their experience.
Wow. What is amazing is, listener, it's so important to understand. Here you have a powerful, powerful team, Curtis and Angela. They're saved. They love God. They're filled with the Spirit. And you know what's amazing? That no matter what kind of business that you have, you know, that is so biblical. In Proverbs chapter 24, reading in verses 3 through 4, says, through wisdom a house is built, and by understanding it is established. By knowledge the rooms are filled with all precious, pleasant riches. And isn't that the goal for business? When you think about a home in general, you think you want that home to be blessed. You want every room to be filled with wisdom and God's blessing.
Yes.
And the same thing with business. When you have a business, you know, no business owner wants it to fall apart and lose money. We're saying, what are we doing wrong? So listener, listen up. They're here to help you. Lead Self LLC is the name of their business. Their website, leadselfllc.com. And let me give you that contact number again, 619-777-3569. You can call them. You can write to them, curtis@leadselfllc.com. And, you know, maybe you have questions you want to ask them. One thing, Curtis, Angela, our radio program goes out to Augusta, Georgia, Tennessee, Bakersfield, California, Philadelphia, one of the largest cities, 5-6 million people, Philadelphia, Delaware, and New Jersey. Now, my question to you is this. Are you also able to travel if a company needs help in New Jersey or Philadelphia? Are you willing to?
Yes, absolutely.
We've traveled all the way out to the East Coast, and it's usually what we do is a combination of virtual and face-to-face. So whether we're facilitating a workshop to help improve leaders' effectiveness, or we're doing some individual coaching to an executive, whatever it might be, sometimes we may be doing it virtually, sometimes we will do it face-to-face, but yes, we do both.
Awesome. That is wonderful. What do you think, Angela? You have a thought there, so.
Well, we're very excited because we are bridging the gaps between the top executives and the frontline workers. And a lot of times the executives just sometimes move so fast that the humanity side of things are left out. And we try to find out the needs of the employees and then take those needs and address them to the top level executives.
That's so important. I was thinking about what you were saying. Both of you said this, you know, as being a president of A Touch From Above and building Prayer Mountain radio, television, and our goal. You know, you're right. You can get going, and you forget sometimes, and listener, some of you say, well, you know what? I've read a lot of leader books, and, you know, yeah, you can read every leader book, but if you still, we have to understand what God's word says. It says, where there is no counsel, plans go awry. So sometimes you need somebody else to come in and see with different eyes. And that's what's so important to me. I think, okay, if you want to succeed, if you want to, and that's God's will. Let me just say this. God's will is for your business to exceed so that you can be a blessing to the kingdom of God. If God blesses your business, just think how many people you can reach for the sake of the gospel. Curtis, what do you think about that?
Yeah, we all have blind spots as leaders. Yeah. That's another thing. Mm-hmm. Whether you've an entrepreneur and you started and built a business from scratch and you expect everyone to work just as hard as you and to have your same work ethic and you just don't get it when they don't get on board. Well, they're not you. And some of the work we do is to help leaders recognize the differences, personality preferences, different styles of working, different ways people want to be motivated, and how you as a leader need to demonstrate leadership flexibility to meet them where they are versus you just expecting them to meet you where you are. So that's why our business is titled Lead Self, because we believe the greatest leadership challenge is really not about leading others, it's leading yourself. And as a leader, if you can get your own stuff together, manage your own biases, manage your own preferences to really make it about them, then you're going to lead a successful organization.
That sounds like Joshua asked for me in my house. Get yourself in order, amen?
That's right.
You know, you just made me think about Jesus with his disciples. That's exactly what he did. 3 years he spent that time with them. You know, Peter had a big mouth, and, you know, Thomas was doubting. And, you know, when you think about all of them, you know, there was a battle between this one and that one. And all the time he was sitting at the table with Judas, who would betray. And what a wonderful thing, listener, to have two powerful, mature Christian team go into your company and get the heartbeat of your employees and bring it to your understanding, get your heartbeat and your goal and your vision, your desire, and compile them together and weave them together like a perfect made tapestry. Mm-hmm. And I really think that Curtis and Angela Robinson can do that for your company. So you're listening to my program today and you're going, oh man, I'm desperate. I don't know. It might cost me an arm and a leg. How do you know if you don't call? How do you know if you don't find out? You know, maybe you're in desperate need and you need them to come on site to help you so that you're not falling apart, so you're not pulling your hair out, so you're not kicking the dog when you get home at night. Mm-hmm. So when you get home and you're not yelling at your wife and your wife yelling at you because you're so stressed out. But you can have somebody come in there, this powerful team, Curtis and Angela Robinson, be able to come in there, teach you about how to have peace, because that's God. He said, I will give you perfect peace whose mind is stayed on him. And if you have other eyes that can look into that and help you build your business the way God wants you to, oh my goodness, wow. Let me give you that number again, 619-777-3569. What's their website? I'm glad you asked. LeadSelfLLC.com. Oh, awesome. What else would you like to add, Curtis?
Yeah, some of you are thinking, I don't have a business, but you work for an employer, and some are thinking, my employer really needs this. Well, recommend us. That's one option. Secondly, you may be a leader and you recognize, you know what, I know I have some blind spots. I want to improve my effectiveness as a leader. We both do coaching. Angela is a certified professional coach. I've coached employees for 25 years. We can help you and on your own personal development so that you can show up and represent Christ in the manner that you should as a leader. So we do that work as well. Anything you would add, Angela?
I was just thinking on that line, there have been plenty that said, you know, I'm in this position, but I've never got the proper training. I am just, you know, hoping that I'm reaching my employees, but I would like training. You know, I've never had the training actually to be able to lead.
Wow, that's smart. You know, train up a child in the way that they shall go, and when he's older, he shall not depart. You're right. If you don't train him, how can you know? It's like I love planting. Mm-hmm. So when I plant a tree and that tree starts to take off and it starts to bow over a little bit, I have to go out there and put a stake, and I got to tie up the main core so it can go straight up. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly, I believe with all my heart, that's why we see so many businesses turn over.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. I think businesses turn over more than they need to, mm-hmm. and it's because of the lack of understanding.
That's right.
Oh my goodness, what a blessing that would be. So listener, listen up. You need help? Don't delay. LeadSelfLLC.com. Talk to Curtis. Talk to Angela. Write to them. Let them know. Give them a little bit of history. Tell them, you know what, I started my business. I need some help. Or maybe you've already established your business, and maybe you've been working for several years, but just it seems like chaos is happening in the work field. You know, your employees are, you know, you get one disgruntled, and one disgruntled can disgruntle the entire workforce. And all of a sudden, you find your production is not where it needs to be. Whether you're big company or small company, you know what? I know that Curtis and Angela Robinson can get in there and help you find the root of the problem in your company. And you know what? God wants that. He wants to root that up. He wants to pull it up out of the root. Why? Because God wants you to be blessed. God wants you. And don't let pride hold you back. Well, I'm the boss and, you know, it's my company. And no. Pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. It's better to have a humble spirit with lowly than divide the spoil with the proud. And you don't want to be full of pride. You know, me, I like somebody. It's like, for example, Sunday, I have been pronouncing Macedonia when it's Macedonia. So Charlie, he was so funny in the college class, tells me, it's Pastor, I'm sorry, but he is like an English, his mom was heavy duty English. So he goes, Pastor, can I tell you something? I said, yes. He goes, it's not Macedonia, it's Macedonia. Mm-hmm. I said, thank you, Charlie. So this morning in my reading, I said, thank you, Charlie, Macedonia. So all of us need help.
That's right.
All of us need help. Go ahead, Curtis.
Yes, and that's a great example of creating an environment where your employees feel safe to give you feedback. So in that example, Charlie felt comfortable giving you feedback, knowing that you wouldn't be offended by it. And the question is, are you receiving feedback from your employees? How do you know if you're being effective? And so that's something to think about, and we can help get you that feedback. But last thing I want to say is that this isn't really just about fixing a problem. Like, it's not, oh, I have this employee problem or I have this management problem. Yes, we really help you there, but also it's how do you take it to the next level? Maybe you're doing well, but how can you see your business is growing and you know how to function well at 50 employees or five, but you're approaching 100 and now you've got different circumstances. We can partner with you to help you on how to maximize the good momentum you have to actually build upon that and even position your workforce for future success.
That is awesome. That is awesome. You know, James 1:5 says, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, and he that gives it to all men. The wonderful thing about Curtis and Angela is they're Christians. They love God. They're spirit-filled. They're on fire for Jesus. And you know what? And God is their number one counsel. So they can be able to go in there, and they have in their heart your success. And so important. You know, I think about Hebrews chapter 11. It says, by faith we understand that the universe was created by the word of God, so that what was seen was not made out of the things that were visible. You may not see the greatness that God has for your business, and you want to take it up, just like Curtis said, a step further. You know what? They can help you get to that next step. Oh my goodness, I think I'm going to have to sit down with them myself and sit down and say, okay, here we are to touch from above. Tell me what we need to do. Amen. Because you know what? My goal is I want to grow. I want us to grow. By the grace of God, we're on radio. We have a television program. And we're building a prayer mountain, and we're going to do Christian movies in the future, Lord be willing. That's our goal. That's been my heartbeat for many, many years. But you know what? We can't do that by ourselves. You need a team that works effectively. You need a team that works effectively. Angela, do you have anything you'd like to say?
No, I'm just so excited actually to be here for this opportunity again. There are so many people that could use services such as this, and a lot of times they wish they knew how to get it. A lot of them don't know where to go to get this type of help. And we are here so excited and ready to come into your business and help you move forward.
Amen. And just to let you know that they're very dependable and they're honest and you can trust them. Let me give you a number, 619-777-3569, 619-777-3569, or 619-777-0340. Curtis, you have anything to say?
I do. I know we just have a few minutes. You may be wondering, how did we even start this business? And I want to let you know, we started LeadSelf as a result of a personal crisis. I was a corporate executive, pinnacle of my career. In 2.5 year time period, I had 3 heart attacks. And after those heart attacks, I began to reflect on my own leadership. And I had 16 years of leading others. But in that reflection, I realized I wasn't leading myself very well. And one thing I really grappled with was rumination. I would beat myself up over and over again over perceived failures or mistakes or me not feeling like I was doing as well as I should. And that's how LeadSelf was birthed, is through the revelation of, if I'm not leading myself well, and research backs this up, I'm not going to be as effective as leading others. And if I'm overly self-critical, I'm more likely going to be more critical of others. And so that led us on the research. Angela went and got certified to be a life professional coach. I did extensive research on self-leadership, and that's what birthed this business, learning through crisis on my own journey and our journey. And we count it an honor to even have the privilege to do this work and serve.
Amen. What a powerful testimony. He's very young, so having 3 heart attacks is probably a major shock. My goodness. Now, don't forget, you're listening from Augusta, Georgia. You're listening from Tennessee or Bakersfield, Philadelphia, Delaware, or San Diego. They are open to help you wherever you are. We're getting ready to open up new programs into Cincinnati, Kansas City, and I can't remember the other 2 places, but we're excited. So just know that they're here to help you. And to just encourage you as well, because you don't want, you're right. I had a friend of mine who's a really good friend of mine and a doctor, and he was under so much pressure. He actually had a heart attack and died. and he was only 60 years old. And he had his whole life ahead of him. And to die so young, because of all the pressure. And so you're listening to me today, listener, listen. You have your business. You feel that pressure. You feel the kids, the wife, the family, the business. What am I going to do? You know what? Don't carry that alone. Curtis and Angela Robinson are here to help you. Let me tell you what that is again. LeadSelfLLC.com. Look up their website, write to them, talk to them. I know you're listening. I know I appreciate you listening. And I want to thank you guys for being here today. It is such a blessing. And I know there's a great need out there. Mm-hmm. I know that with all my heart. And listener, don't delay. Pick up that phone. Don't let your plans fall away. Where there is no counsel, plans go awry. Let's fix whatever needs to be fixed. Let's encourage whatever needs to be encouraged. And let's go higher to that high place that God has prepared for us. Let's go higher. He's going to take you higher. Oh, my goodness, my goodness, my goodness. And you shall mount up with wings like an eagle. Amen. You shall run and not be weary. You shall walk and not faint. Let's let Jesus help us with one another. We help one another. Together, we're better. I'm telling you, together, we're better. We can't do it by ourselves. You're listening to my program today and you need Jesus. Say this prayer. Jesus, please forgive me. Come into my heart. I've done it by myself for so long. I'm so sorry, Jesus. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Be my rock. Be my refuge. Forgive me, Lord. Help me to love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You said that prayer. Do me a favor. Log on to our website, atouchfromabove.org. Thank you for listening. We're a listener-supported program. I love you. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to Dr. Luana Stein's. Give online at atouchfromabove.org.
A Mother's Story, a compelling book by Dr. Luana Stein's, tells her heart-gripping story of how God can rescue even the least likely in the deepest trial and bring about His plan for her life. A single mother with a murdered husband who battled cancer and overcame impossible odds. Only God could perform such a rescue and bring about His plan for her life, and He can do it for you. This story by Dr. Luana Stein's will inspire you and give you hope. Get your copy today for only $19.95 online at atouchfromabove.org or by calling 760-315-1967. That's 760-315-1967. A Mother's Story.
Are you distracted? Seems like everything gets in the way? Come to A Touch From Above Prayer Mountain, 25 beautiful acres. Walk up to the cross or relax in a small private cabin to pray. Bring your leaders to pray. At Prayer Mountain, God answers prayer. Even Jesus had to get away to pray. Call today and make your reservation, 760-315-1967. Your answer is just a prayer away. atouchfromabove.org.
Come to California. A Touch From Above Prayer Mountain is located in Ramona, California. Dr. Luana dedicated 25 beautiful acres for God's people to pray. Through much prayer, her life was changed. God placed His calling on her life through prayer. God's people from all over the world come and pray at this place. The best thing about our prayer mountain is God's presence is there. Do you need direction? Pray. Do you need help? Pray. Prayer will change your life. atouchfromabove.org is our website. atouchfromabove.org. Small cabins for private prayer, large cabins to accommodate pastors with their leaders. A Touch From Above Prayer Mountain is for you. Call and make your reservation today, 760-315-1967. Again, 760-315-1967. God bless you.